This is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a band from the Twin Cities, Jackson and the Roosters. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Howdy.
And why don't you introduce yourself? Jackson, since your name's on the band, why don't you do the honors here?
Sounds good. My name's Jackson Chalkin. I play banjo. Wills Johnson on guitar. Alex Glassnap, stand-up bass. Sam Becerra's on the drums.
All right. And I know some of you, at least, met actually here in Duluth at UMD, right?
That is correct. Me and Wills both met each other while we were up here about 4 years ago.
Yep. It was a magical experience. We both had similar friends and jammed a lot and had similar interest in music and just kind of coalesced into a nice group. So
nice. And you guys have a show tomorrow night, is that right, at the Rex in Duluth?
That is correct. 10:30, we are headlining the Rex.
And the show starts at 9 with Brianne Marie and the
Front Porch Sinners.
Front Porch Sinners, that's it, yeah. So show starts at 9, you guys are on at 10:30. And you have an EP that you recently released, and we'll talk more about that and find out how things have been going for you. And you've been up together, a couple of years now, right?
That's right.
All right.
About 2 years, exactly.
All right. Well, let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and find out all about that. What do you want to play first?
Sounds good. This first one's going to be a rocking little number called Josephina. Ready, boys?
One, two. Take away my pain.
Jackson and the Roosters live from Studio A, and that's one from their newish EP. I don't know, when did that come out, Jackson?
When did that come out, Will? Last spring, I believe.
Album release show was in April.
Yep, our album release show was 411, April 11th, 2015, and it was at the Turf Club.
Turf Club in St. Paul.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
A sold out show, very surprisingly, with a lot of great support from family and friends and new fans as well. And it worked out really well for us. We had a really good time there.
All right. Mm-hmm. So a couple of you met up here in Duluth, and then how did the rest of the guys get in the band?
Well, the drummer, Sam Becerris, he and I are both proud Crosby, Arrington alum, and we grew up together playing music and having...
Mainly coercion.
Yeah. Convinced him to join the group, and we've been having a lot of fun since. And
Alex, stand-up bass player over here, is the cousin of my current roommate and the guy I lived with throughout all of college. So we met through Brett Podine and Alex Glasnap. It's now killing it on the stand-up bass for us.
That's right.
And Alex has been with us for about 8 to 9 months. I don't remember the exact anniversary date. He has not given us a gift yet.
I thought I was getting the gift.
Well, something like that. We just really appreciate having him here. We had another bass player before that. And
a funny note, Alex's first day in the band consisted of him meeting us in studio and recording on our album for us. So,
did you have time to get to know any of the songs before
a couple minutes before we recorded it.
That's all you need, right?
Spontaneity. Spontaneity.
Turned out all right.
Sometimes that works best.
The creative juice is flowing.
Well, so is this when you guys first met up here? Is this the kind of music? And you were playing a little bit of music together. Is that right?
Well, I think the first time me and Will's ever played together, we were over at his house, and they had a couple guitars over there, and we were entertaining for a couple people. And Will's asked me if I knew Johnny Cash's. What song?
The Folsom Prison Blues.
That's right, Folsom Prison. And we both kind of seamlessly jumped into it and played it all the way through without messing up one time, which was pretty insane. And so we, at that moment, started playing together, and it's just been blossoming ever since.
So you already were kind of drawn to that kind of music, this kind of, Americana, or,
Yeah, very similar.
I think
similar.
So, and we both kind of grew up on oldies, and we love, all genres, I think, really, and from, oldies and to soul music and blues and
to reggae,
rock and roll
to
over
folk,
to reggae. So.
And some of that stuff finds its way into what you do, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things about our band is we do cover a lot of different genres and we play across the board.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you able to incorporate the banjo on the reggae-ish tunes?
Absolutely. Actually, we have a song on the album called Was It Worth It where that's kind of one of the big themes on that song.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's one of the big themes?
Playing the banjo on a reggae song.
That's the theme of the song?
Well, it's just one of the themes.
It's like Grey Grass or something.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. I like that. Mixing things up.
We play some Bob Marley tunes with the banjo as well. And, mm-hmm. Just try to get a different sound. Music is that just kind of ever-encompassing creative world. Mm-hmm. Open palette. You can paint whatever you like, regardless if it's with a banjo, guitar, stand-up bass, kazoo. Or bells. So.
Well, and since you've been together about 2 years, I would assume had things kind of evolved. Like, maybe when you first start out, you're kind of playing, Johnny Cash songs or whatever.
Greatly have evolved.
When did you start doing your own? Did you already have your own songs that you brought into the band? How did that work?
What basically happened was Jackson approached me like 2.5 years ago about, getting a gig and see if we can get a shotgun band put together. Sam and Alex were not a part of that original band, but... After we got those guys together, basically what we'd do, Jackson had a lot of library of songs that he had written, and we would just incorporate our own musical styles, solos, parts, transitions, making suggestions on tempo, anything else like that. And we would just collaborate around basically just lyrics and rhythm and just kind of expand around that bass and really just kind of create our own style amongst all of our variety of music.
Okay. And lyrically, who kind of ends up writing most of the lyrics?
It's usually me. This is Jackson. I usually start off writing the lyrics and the melody, or it could be the other way around, melody and lyrics. So far, that the most songs on the first album were ones I had written kind of actually when I was going to school here in Duluth, and you can find some of those on the upcoming album as well. And some of the songs, or most of the songs, we collaborated and wrote together, and everyone kind of gets to put their own creative spin on them, so that's what makes them special, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lyrics I choose usually pertain to dinosaurs and pirates, so I try to avoid...
and screaming.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do? And Jackson's switching it up here, putting down the banjo, picking up a guitar.
I think we're going to play a sweet little number called Sight for Sore Eyes. Sam Becerra is going to play in the bells on this one.
It's Jackson and the Roosters live from Studio A. That is Jackson and the Roosters live from Studio A, and there's one that kind of has that little rhythm to it, a little bit different than the first one. So you and I was thinking, because you switched from banjo to guitar, and as I was looking up information about you guys, a lot of you play a bunch of different instruments, it seemed like. Do you do that on stage? Do you kind of switch things up a little bit?
We do. We all play different instruments, which I think helps make our shows a little more unique. We like to, we mindfully actually switch it around. Some songs Sam will be on drums, and then the next he'll go to a ukulele, or he'll move up to guitar.
I still have the patience.
We like to move it around. I think, you know, as when you go to shows and see people live, it's when they, you know, I think back, I saw Mason a couple of years ago, and he had a full band, and for about three songs he sent the band off stage and played on the drums by himself. And I just think it's kind of those unique things that bands can do that really can draw the crowd in and differentiate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it. A lot of bands have the same kind of instrumentation, and so that's a good point that there are things you can do to differentiate yourself and make yourself sound a little bit different.
That's right, and actually this next song we're playing, New Orleans, I'm actually not going to be on the banjo or guitar at all, and Wills is going to be on the harmonica, so we're going to mix things up even a little bit more here.
Wow.
I think with that, too, a lot of times, you know, I play different instruments such as piano, mandolin, guitar, drums, whatever, you know, you name it. I just can't sing very well. So I have some sort of musical complex. We have to be able to play every instrument in the world because I can't play my vocal cords. So, but that helps the band instrumentally. So.
Now, Wills, you said you and Sam, Sam grew up together. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, and you played music together back in Crosby. What was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep. Crosby, Arrington.
Crosby, Arrington.
Yep.
Yeah. His dad had a kind of a work. Is his dad a kind of a work cabin that we turned into a jam room, and we played more sort of like Black Keys-y stuff, indie rock stuff. And we remember it being good, but it was probably really bad. And a lot of people were probably hurt in the making of it. But it was still a lot of fun. And we look back on it fairly fondly.
Gleefully.
Gleefully. Really. Gaily.
Swimmingly.
So. Well, and it gave you kind of the background for what you're doing now.
Exactly.
So there you go. Do you want to tell me about this next song that you're going to play? New Orleans, you said it's called?
Yeah, so this next song is called New Orleans. It's one of our favorite songs to play live. We've actually closed with it, I think, the last three or four shows. But it's a song I wrote about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was just living at my parents' house, and I was messing around on a G harmonica, and I found a sweet little rhythm, and the rest is kind of history. We wrote some lyrics, and I was playing it by myself for about a year, and at the point where I found the band and we started playing together, it really came together, and now it's kind of all I had dreamed originally. Before it was just kind of a shell, and now it's full, and we love to play this one live, so we're excited for it.
All right. Well, looking forward to hearing it. That is Jackson and the Roosters live from Studio A. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Not yet.
I went on a band trip, I believe, when I was like 14, playing an orchestra.
Pre-Katrina.
So does that song bring it back every time?
Absolutely. Down in the French Quarter, mm-hmm. musicians everywhere, people playing buckets, and then people playing guitars everywhere. It's just a beautiful sight.
Did you go to Jackson Square?
Maybe unknowingly. I wasn't, you know... I didn't know that Jackson would have such a significance.
I'm pretty sure it's a drum bucket based economy down there.
perhaps. So tell me about where you guys play down in the Twin Cities. Is there particular places that are...
We've been playing everywhere.
We've been getting around.
Quite busy. I think we played 7 gigs in August alone, and we've been kind of playing around everywhere. We headlined the Uptown Art Fair this year, which is really fun. Like we said earlier, we headlined at the Turf Club for a release show, and we actually were asked to return there, and we played there again, and it was another great show. And we've been kind of making our way.
We played Cedar, too. That was cool.
Yep, we played the Cedar, which was a cool setting for us. We kind of had to strip down and go, really rootsy and acoustic there, and that was a really fun show to do.
And that was a show we opened up for the amazing band called the Steel Wheels.
So
if any of you guys listen out there, shout out to you guys. Appreciate that. It was a really fun show at the Cultural Center.
I think we're playing Whiskey Junction coming up here down in Minneapolis.
December 3rd. Part of a bluegrass kind of Americana night.
And anyone listening can always keep up with our shows by going to jacksonandtheroosters.com and clicking on our shows page.
And, of course, you're on Facebook as well.
Absolutely.
Make sure let people know.
These days.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram.
Let people know about that. Have you been able to do any touring at all? Is that something, or is that something that you aspire to?
You know, I think that's kind of that's the next step we've been really talking about, and I think we really a big focus we want to look forward to is hitting a lot of college campuses, and so this is the first one, and it's kind of makes a lot of sense. It's a homecoming for me and Wills, so we're kind of glad this is our first stop, and we're going to start planning the rest of it coming up here. So we're actually also getting ready to start recording our second album, which we're planning to do this winter, and so probably right after that is when we're going to get out on the road.
Mm-hmm. So you got all the songs ready? You got a big batch of songs? Or?
We do. It's kind of for the first album, we actually had about, 18 songs to choose from, and had to kind of pick the best ones, and now this one, we have a bunch of new material we've been working on, and we're really excited to get back in the studio and let everyone hear what we've been working on.
And now, where did you record the previous one, and are you doing it somewhere different this next time?
We recorded it with this guy named Jason out in Waconia, Summit Host Studios, and he currently is still cooking with his recording business, so we're going to go hook up with him. He's done a great job, kind of an in-house little studio.
And I believe he's actually started his own record company at this point, and I think it's called, I don't want to mess up the name, but if you look up, I think it's Campervan Records. So check him out.
Okay, and you're going to work with him again?
I think that's the plan right now. We actually haven't made a final decision, but
we looked at a few other places. There's a couple real good studios down in the cities, the Terrarium, a bunch of other ones, but they are very expensive, and we are all very poor, so we're working through that.
Are you all? Is this all the? Is this the main band for all of you, or do any of you have side projects as well? Or are you pointing at Alex?
Oh yeah, I play well. The electric bass with another group doing a lot of rock covers and stuff like that, but mostly that's band's called White Elephant. Shout out to them.
Okay. It gets the lead out with those guys,
yeah,
and then
a little hard rock, but
gets the lead out.
but my heart is my heart's always with the Americana, slapping the upright. That's where the heart is.
All right. Well, you're in the right place then. Okay, well, thanks so much, guys. That's Jackson and the Roosters, and they, again, have a show tomorrow night at the Rex. Show starts at 9 with Brianna Lane and the Front Porch Sinners, right?
Brianne Marie,
yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Yes. No, yeah. You had it.
I needed
to
write it down in front of my face. Brianne Marie and then Jackson and the Roosters take the show at 10:30. Well, thanks a lot, guys. It was great to have you here.
Thanks so much, Christine. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having us at KMD here. This is an amazing studio.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Mike Nowitzki, Quinn Ryan, Charlie Ostrom, Cheyenne Vavrina, and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. And stay with us. We have a little bit more left here on Music Through the Day. And then we are going to have the World Cafe. And coming up on that program this afternoon, the Arcs will join David Dye. When his Black Keys co-leader Patrick Carney took a break to recover from a shoulder injury, Dan Auerbach formed a new project with some musicians who had toured with the band. As Dan puts it, the Arcs' music is weirder than the blues rock of the Keys. They talk about their collaboration and play songs from their debut, Yours Dreamily, live in the studio. That's coming up on the World Cafe, kicking off at 3 here on KUMD. Dwight Yoakam now from his latest release, Secondhand Heart. Here's In Another World.